You're listening to Podka. I'm your host, Tom Shelton, and this is episode number 70. Let's get to it with today's topic. Has his hopes set too high for? This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement, which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by Podbot.ai.
Another hope Bernard Meunier has over the next 5 years is more money for Blue Skies research, something the incumbent, Emmanuel Macron, has not quantified on his re-election platform. Bernard Meunier has long hoped the country would cut red tape at research institutions like universities, the National Research Agency, ANR, the assessment body, HCERE, and leading public research organizations like CNRS. Susan Conway hopes that space research and Earth observation will be at the top of the agenda of whoever wins the elections. I hope my friends will join me in supporting these legislative efforts as they go before the General Assembly this session. The budget that I am proposing today for my friends builds upon the steady progress that has been made by the state in the past year. My office is working with the City of Chicago and the General Assembly to make much-needed adjustments in the legislation passed last spring, which should help ensure the success of Chicago's casino, which will help finance projects across our state. You have my permission to keep up the hopes, because you will not be disappointed, particularly if you are truly serious about improving and learning more about our wonderful English language. Getting our hopes up is not being silly, nor is it getting our hearts totally set on anything. Getting your hopes up simply means you are excited for the chance to succeed. I know that some say that you should not have hopes up because you could get discouraged. When you do get hopes up, you are expecting good things to happen. When you do not get your hopes up, you are not protecting yourself from disappointment. In fact, you are experiencing it on two occasions. It challenges you to hold back on your hopes and dreams, because if you are dreaming big, you will only get disappointed. Do not let anybody tell you that your hopes are too high, dreams are too big, or goals are too lofty. If you tell someone to do without raising hopes, or to not raise hopes, you are warning them they should not become overly hopeful about progress or success. Do not let something that you think is a weakness prevent you from taking the brave steps inspired by your hopes. You cannot have a hopeful attitude about the success of your work, just as you have to push through frustration, then shut it down again as you wait for the answer from the submitter. According to a working science definition of hope, hope can do no more than do a person good. The saying means you must hope for the best, then strive hard to get there. Instead of spending time fantasizing about success, they provide a few tips that will help you raise hope in ways that will benefit both yourself and your community. They break down how different populations conceptualize hope, and examine how having higher hopes improves our health and well-being. One ongoing center project is exploring what hope looks like among Arizona State University's first-year undergraduate populations. Researchers from the Center for Advanced Hope Research and Practice at Arizona State University point out that hope flourishes in communities of people who are supportive and lift each other up. John Parsi, executive director of the Hope Center, thinks of using hope as the way you get from the Tempe campus to campus in downtown Arizona State University. They are experts in hope theory, and Bryce, Frazier, and John Parsi are all constantly working on becoming more hopeful themselves. As both a researcher and community member, Parsi feels responsible for being a part of both the successes and failures of everyone in the community to which he belongs. There are times when Bryce does not feel hopeful the way I would like him to, says Bryce. We cannot go through our lives that way, plunging from hope to disappointment, then bouncing up ad nauseam again, in a giddy rollercoaster of emotions, moments where someone could have said, I should quit getting so hopeful, just deal with the frustration. I have entered into a hopeful arena, as the social researcher Brené Brown has said she must. I have dared to be brave enough and confronted my fears, I have made myself totally vulnerable, and I have been punched in the gut and slammed in the face. Thankfully, I kept up the hopes all those years of uncertainty, because I knew that something better, something bigger, was waiting for me, even though I still was not seeing it plainly. That same hope, which I thought was doing nothing but hurt, was the thing that pulled me out of the despair, helped me to put myself back together, and kept going. I know that I have developed a reputation as being somewhat of an unrelenting optimist, somewhat unusual among people in office lately, but I do believe the cynics had a year of it and the state of Illinois suffered for it. Maybe person A was raised by a parent who constantly warned them to be less than hopeful whenever they were excited, or maybe they are simply scared of disappointment. Person A and Person B are both equally qualified to be promoted, but Person A does not want to raise the hopes of Person A. They schedule an interview, and they spend the 3 weeks leading up to it trying to hold off hopes. The team's data shows first-year students who have higher expectations during the first semester of college are more likely to be accepted into second-year programs than students who have lower expectations. This was Has His Hopes Set Too High For, by Podka, and this was episode number 70. My name is Tom Shelton, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.
Podbot.ai